Hello, and thank you for joining us. In this module, we will cover the internal rating systems. The objectives are to be familiar with architecture of internal rating systems, operating design of rating systems, uses of internal risk grades. You should be familiar with credit analysis process before you start this course. So, let's get going, shall we? Risk ratings are the summary indicators of risk for banks' individual credit exposures. They summarize the risk of loss due to failure by a borrower to pay as promised. Banks' internal ratings are similar to ratings produced by Moody's and Standard & Poor's and other public rating agencies. They shape and reflect the nature of credit decisions that are taken in banks every day. The specifics of internal rating system architecture and operation differ substantially across banks. The number of grades and the risks associated with each grade vary across institutions, as do decisions about who assign ratings and the manner in which rating assignments are reviewed. For example, a bank that uses ratings mainly to identify problem loans may find that a rating scale with relatively few grades is adequate. In contrast, if ratings are used in computing internal profitability measures, a scale with a relatively large number of grades may be required. Internal rating systems differ from each other on the following attributes: loss concepts, grades, use of system, basis for grading, point in time, through the cycle. Grading is a common way of implementing a through-the-cycle rating philosophy. It involves estimating the borrower's condition at the worst point in an economic cycle and grading according to the risk posed at that point. Most banks base risk ratings on the borrower's current condition, which do not take into account of the current phase of the business cycle. In contrast to bank practice, both Moody's and S&P rate through the cycle, analyze the borrower's current condition at least partly to obtain an anchor point for determining the severity of the downside scenario. Under this philosophy, ratings will change, mainly for those firms who experience good or bad shocks that affect long-term condition or financial strategy, and for those whose original downside scenario was too optimistic. For many firms, industry supply and demand cycles are as important or more important than the overall business cycle in determining cash flow. The credit risk of a loan over a given period involves probability of default, PD, and loss in the event of default, LIED. The product of PD and LIED is the expected loss, EL. It represents an estimate of the average percentage loss rate over time on a group of loans all having the given expected loss. With regard to loss concept, there are two types of rating systems implemented by banks: one-dimensional rating system and two-dimensional rating system. Two-dimensional systems are favored by most banks, as they grade by separately recording a rater's judgments about PD and EL, rather than mixing them together. In two-dimensional systems, the bank first determines the borrower's grade, PD, and then sets the facility grade equal to the borrower's grade, unless the structure of the facility is that LIED is substantially better or worse than normal. Implicitly, grades on the facility scale measure EL as the PD associated with the borrower's grade, multiplied by a standard or average LIED. Administrative grades. Most banks maintain means of identifying assets that fall into the regulatory problem asset categories, as shown in the table. Special mention, OAEM, have potential weaknesses that deserve management's close attention. If left uncorrected, they may, at some future date, result in the deterioration of the repayment prospects for the credit. Substandard. Inadequately protected by current worth or paying capacity of obligator or collateral. Well-defined weaknesses jeopardize liquidation of the debt. Distinct possibility that the bank will sustain some loss if deficiencies are not corrected. Loss. A very little value that is not warranted as a bankable asset. Credit may have salvage value, but not practical to defer writing it off. Doubtful. Questionable weaknesses inherent in substandard based on currently existing conditions. Specific pending factors may regard credit as loss until exact status can be determined. Although regulatory problem asset identifies high-risk credits, they have administrative meanings that are different from risk per se. Watch credits are those that need special monitoring, but do not fall into the regulatory problem asset grades. Special monitoring activity is usually undertaken for watch and problem assets, such as formal quarterly reviews of status and special reports that help senior bank management monitor and react to important developments in the portfolio. The number of grades on internal scale varies considerably across banks. Internal rating systems with larger numbers of grades are costlier to operate because of the extra work required distinguishing finer degrees of risk. Banks making heavy use of ratings in analytical activities are most likely to choose to bear these costs because fine distinctions are especially valuable in such activities. Banks that increase their use of ratings may persist for a while with a relatively small number of pass grades because changing rating systems is costly. The proportion of grades used to distinguish among relatively low-risk credits versus riskier credits tends to differ with the business mix of the bank. Human judgment by experienced bank staff is central to the assignment of a rating. Banks design the rating process in ways that are aimed at promoting the accuracy and consistency of ratings without restricting human judgment. Key operating design issues in striking the balance between these opposing imperatives include the organizational division of responsibility for grading, the nature of reviews of ratings to detect errors, the organizational location of ultimate authority over grade assignments, specificity of formal rating decisions. In most banks, ratings are produced for all commercial or institutional loans, which include commercial and industrial loans, commercial lease findings, commercial real estate loans, loans to foreign commercial and sovereign entities, loans and other facilities to financial institutions, loans made by private banking units. In general, ratings are applied to those types of loans of which underwriting requires large elements of subjective analysis. Ratings are typically assigned at the time of each underwriting or credit approval action. The rating assignment influences the approval process, depends on the grade. Step 1. An individual staff member proposes a risk grade as part of the pre-approval process for a new credit. Step 2. The proposed grade is then approved or modified at the same time that the transaction itself receives approval and must meet the requirements embedded in the bank's credit policies. Step 3. Approval is given assent by individuals with requisite signature authority. Note that the number and level of signatures needed for approval typically depends on the size and proposed risk rating of the transaction. Signature requirements may also vary according to the line of business involved and the type of credit being approved. Step 4. After approval, the individual that assigned the initial grade is generally responsible for monitoring the loan and for changing the grade promptly as the condition of the borrower changes. Step 5. Exposures falling into the regulatory grades are an exception at some institutions, where monitoring and grading of such loans becomes the responsibility of a separate unit, such as a workout or loan review unit. Ratings are initially assigned by relationship managers, or RMs. They are lending officers, line staff, responsible for the marketing of banking services. All institutions evaluate the performance of RMs and thus set their compensation on the basis of profitability of the relationships in question. Even when profitability measures are not risk-sensitive, ratings assigned by an ORM can affect his or her compensation. Thus, in the absence of sufficient controls, ORMs may have incentives to assign ratings in a manner inconsistent with the bank's interests. The credit staff is responsible for approving loans and the ratings assigned, especially in the case of larger loans, for monitoring portfolio credit quality, and sometimes for regular review of individual exposures, and sometimes for directly assigning the ratings of individual exposures. In some banks, the credit staff is genuinely independent of sales and marketing functions, and the performance assessment of the credit staff is linked to the quality of the bank's credit exposure. In some banks, the credit staff is apportioned across specific line of business groups. Such arrangements allow for closer working relationships, but it leads to linkage of the credit staff compensation or performance assessment with profitability of the business line. In such cases, incentive conflicts, like those experienced by ORMs, can arise. The credit staff is responsible for approving loans and the ratings assigned, especially in the case of larger loans, for monitoring portfolio credit quality, and sometimes for regular review of individual exposures, and sometimes for directly assigning the ratings of individual exposures. In some banks, the credit staff is genuinely independent of sales and marketing functions, and the performance assessment of the credit staff is linked to the quality of the bank's credit exposure. In some banks, the credit staff is apportioned across specific line of business groups. Such arrangements allow for closer working relationships, but it leads to linkage of credit staff compensation or performance assessment with profitability of the business line. In such cases, incentive conflicts, like those experienced by ORMs, can arise. A bank's business mix is the primary determinant of whether the relationship managers or the credit staff is primarily responsible for ratings. ORMs are given primary responsibility for rating in case banks lend mainly in the middle market. This is because, in the case of loans to medium-sized and smaller firms, the ORMs are said to be in the best position to appraise the conditions of the borrower on an ongoing basis, and thus to ensure that ratings are updated in a timely manner. An independent credit staff assigns ratings in case the bank has substantial presence in a large corporate market. This is because the credit staff offers greater assurance that grading will be purely on the basis of risk, without coloration by possible ramifications for customer or business line profitability. In addition, because the credit staff is small relative to the number of ORMs and is focused entirely on risk assessment, it is in a better position to achieve consistency in its ratings. For arriving at the rating, the rater considers both the risk posed by the borrower and aspects of the facility's structure. In appraising the borrower, the rater gathers information about its quantitative and qualitative characteristics, compares them with the standards for each grade, and then weighs them in choosing a borrower grade. Bank personnel base their decisions to assign a particular rating on the criteria that define each grade, which are articulated as standards for a number of specific risk factors. For example, a criterion for the assessment of a grade 3 might be that the borrower's leverage ratio must be smaller than some value. Risk factors include borrower's financial condition, size, industry, position within the industry, reliability of financial statements, quality of management, elements of the transaction structure. In the following screens, we will describe the main factors considered by a typical bank. Financial statement analysis is essential to evaluate the likely adequacy of future cash flow, and thus the ability of the borrower to service its debt. The focus of analysis is on the borrower's debt service capacity, taking into account its free cash flow, the liquidity of its balance sheet, and the firm's access to source of finance other than the bank. Historical and to a lesser extent projected earnings, operating cash flow, interest coverage, and leverage are typically analyzed. The analysis yields an assessment of the difference between current or projected performance and liquidity on the one hand and projected debt service obligations on the other. The larger the cushion, in general, the more favorable the rating. As a context for financial statement analysis, the characteristics of the borrower's industry are often considered, such as cyclicality, general volatility, and trends in cash flow and profitability. The financial analysis often includes a formal comparison of the borrower's financial ratios to prevailing industry norms. Firms in declining industries are considered riskier, as are those in highly competitive industries, whereas firms with diversified lines of business are viewed as less risky. The borrower's position in its industry is also an important factor in determining ratings. Those borrowers with substantial market power, or that are perceived to be a market leader in other respects, are considered less risky because they are thought to be less vulnerable to competitive pressure. Other factors considered in assigning a risk grade include quality of financial information, borrower's management, country of domicile, structure of the transaction. Reviews of ratings are threefold. Monitoring by those who assign the initial rating of a transaction. Regularly scheduled reviews of ratings for groups of exposures. Occasional reviews of a business unit's rating assignments by a loan review unit. Monitoring may not be continuous, but it is intended to keep the rater well informed to recommend changes to the internal risk grade in a timely fashion as needed. Most institutions also conduct annual or quarterly reviews of each exposure. The form of regular reviews ranges from a periodic sign-off by the relationship manager working alone to a committee review involving both line and credit staff. Banks with substantially large corporate portfolios tend to review all exposures in a given industry at the same time, with reviews either by the credit specialist from that industry or by a committee. Rating are also checked by a bank's independent loan review units, which usually have the final authority to set the grades. Such departments examine each business unit's underwriting practices and its adherences to administrative and credit policies on a 1 to 3 year cycle. The following diagram represents the risk rating process. Let's recap each of these steps. In the assignment of rating stage, the bank takes into account the factors considered in rating, such as financial analysis, industry analysis, quality of financial data, external ratings, analytical tools or modes, firm size and value, management, terms of facility, LIED, other considerations. The rating criteria, such as written or formal elements, subjective, informal elements, cultural, rater's own experience and judgment, and the preliminary rating proposed for loan approval process, relationship manager and or credit staff. In order to apply a good use of rating, the bank must consider the general credit quality characteristics. For example, assessing attractiveness of customer relationship, evaluation of rater effectiveness, administrative and monitoring requirements, frequency of loan review, and the quantitative loss characteristics, such as portfolio monitoring in rating, loan loss reserve analysis, loan or business line pricing and profitability analysis, internal capital allocation, return on capital analysis. The review process comprises of line or credit review, ongoing review by initial rater, periodic review of each customer relationship, aimed at reviewing profitability or desirability as well as condition. generally conducted by same authorities that approve loans. The watch processes, such as quarterly process, focused on loans that exhibit current or prospective problems only, aimed at identifying best path to improve or exit credit at lowest cost. Conducted by same authorities that approve loans, although others may participate as well. And loan review, such as review of adequacy of underwriting and monitoring from random sample. Sample weighted towards higher risk loans. Loan review judgment is final say. Negative consequences for initial rater if consistent disagreements. Let's recapitulate. The following exercise helps in understanding the internal rating system followed by banks for rating their exposures. Banks use internal ratings in two broad categories of activity: analysis and reporting, and administration. Analysis and reporting activities include reporting of risk exposures to senior management and board of directors, loan loss reserving, profitability measurement, economic capital allocation, product pricing, employee compensation. Administration activities include loan monitoring, regulatory compliance, credit culture maintenance. All large banks report total account balances in each of the regulatory problem asset grades to senior management and the board of directors. Most of them also internally report balances in each of their past grades. Such reports appear to be used either by management or the credit staff as a means of detecting changes in portfolio mix, and are only infrequently shown to boards of directors. Although many accounting and regulatory policies influence the settling of loan loss reserves and provisions, balances in the regulatory grades are integral to reserve analysis at all banks. Supervisors require a specific reserve of at least 50% of doubtful loans, plus 20% of substandard loans. Banks set the amount of additional reserves for OAEM and past loans according to their past judgments, subject to evaluation by examiners. Many banks develop reserve factors specific to each past category. Some banks include a rating-sensitive expected loss cost in profitability analysis. The most sophisticated analyses also involve cost of allocated capital that vary by internal rating. The higher such costs, the lower the measured profitability. To implement rating-sensitive profitability analysis, the bank must estimate expected losses for assets in each grade, as well as the amount of economic capital to allocate. The process of estimating the additional economic capital needed as a result of booking any given loan is complex, but as a practical matter, the loan's internal rating is a primary day-to-day determinant of the capital allocations imposed by risk-sensitive profitability models. At a growing number of banks, employee compensation is formally tied to profitability measured by such systems. Internal ratings are a source of information for bank investors and regulators. For example, disclosure of the profile of a bank's loans, its internal rating categories, might enhance the ability of shareholders and the analysts to assess bank risk. Internal rating might also be used in bank supervision and regulation. Supervisors could use the internal profile information as one consideration in evaluating the asset quality credit risk management of large banks. Internal risk grades could also become an implicit element in the evaluation of capital adequacy. You have completed the first module, where we have covered architecture of internal rating systems, operating design, and uses of internal risk grades. We hope you have a better understanding of the internal rating system by now. You may repeat this module if required. Thank you.